springtime tips and fun facts from Paul, Kristen, and Dexter at Total Wine & More.
Did you know there were over 1 million bubbles in a glass of champagne? Did someone say brunch?
Leave the egg hunting to the kids. We'll have even more fine hunting for your brilliant brunch, Riesling.
Ham's sweet and salty richness pairs perfectly with sweeter wines with bold fruit. How about a juicy Pinot Noir?
Whether you're hosting or just bringing the wine, we love to share our always low prices and ridiculous selection this spring at Total Wine & More. Cheers.
Yeah, what's up, y'all? What's going on, brother?
Street Champs Radio.
He's a legendary Queens rapper.
Hey, hang, Sangria, this your boy, N-O-R-E.
He's a Miami hip-hop pioneer.
What up, it's DJ EFN.
Together, they drink it up with some of the biggest players in music and sports.
You know what I mean?
The most professional, unprofessional podcast and your number one source for drunk facts.
This is Drinks Champ Radio, where every day is New Year's Eve.
Let's go!
Hey, hang, sangria, hope you're sabia. This is your boy, N-O-R-E.
What up, it's DJ EFN.
And it's Drink Chats motherfucking podcast. Make some noise!
And right now, we got not only a mogul in the building, not only the one of the youngest niggas to be rich and still be relevant.
Grew up in the game.
Grew up in the game. I actually seen them. Because it's a lot of people that you can say, yo, you know, I seen this nigga grow up. But you seen him grow up on TV. I was actually there. Right. I seen it. I seen how his family protected him. I seen how moms hold it down.
Right, yeah.
I seen it myself. Like, I walked by the room one day and moms was like, yo, you, I
fuck
got
here.
The bud. She's like, yo, move the fuck out the way. I'm like, oh, shit, mama love. That was real. I told my moms today, right around, right? My wife is here. It's our anniversary.
Happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary.
Yeah.
All
right.
Yeah. Ten years, but 5 years married.
I would say, damn, time flies.
So not only has this guy, he dominated everything. I'm talking about 30 million units. I'm talking about his first album, 3-4 million. Second, I can't even tell you how many accolades or plaques this man has. Yeah. Now he's out there dominating on NBC and shit like that. Then he also got a Spike TV show.
Yeah.
Then he also got another announcement he's gonna announce.
Right here?
Hopefully. I am so proud of this man. Me and him be conversating through social media.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of people who you conversate through social media and they not real right. He's been real right for me from the very moment.
Right on.
And I'm just so proud of this man, and I want to congratulate him. Right now, at the Drink Chance motherfucking podcast, we got Bow Wow in the building.
Let's make some noise!
Bow Time.
S-Moss, because he got sophisticated on us, and he started calling himself S-Moss. So what was that about? Like the,
You know, we was just talking about, like, stupid people, like, on the internet and shit like that. So, like, I usually be getting like, yo, why did you change your name? And I'm like... Mm-hmm. That's my fucking name. Like, that's who I am. So for
that's
me,
your initials?
Nah, that's my real name, Shab Moss. So for me, you know, the rapping side and with the acting shit, it's like night and day. It's like apples and oranges. When I'm on the set, I don't feel like a rapper. They don't treat me like a rapper as far from a rapper's world. So therefore, I want to be respected and taken, you know, in a different light. So I'm shy on set. You know, they don't really care about nothing that goes on in hip hop at all.
Right.
Then when different I'm doing
world.
My that's totally different world.
World.
Then when I'm doing my music shit, it's like there's no way I can be shy. Like there's just no way I can be that person. So I had to just switch it up a little bit and just say, you know what, it's like Bruce Wayne and Batman. You know, it's the same person, but you know, it's two different gods at the same time.
Let's make some noise for that, goddamn.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Yes,
but the thing is, Bow Wow, I don't know if you know. Mm-hmm. But you have the best hip hop story in hip hop.
For real?
What I mean by that.
He was raised by hip hop. Like, we all got to see it.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
right on.
You know what I'm saying?
This is what I'm saying. Like, a lot of people can say, I was raised in hip hop, but you actually was raised in hip hop.
Yeah.
You have the footage to prove it.
Yeah, for sure.
You have the legends to co sign it.
Yeah, right.
Like, you 100%. Have the best. Like, I'm going to be honest with you. Like, you really have the best story in hip hop.
Yeah, I do. It's crazy. It really is. You know, it all started.
Break it down.
Yeah, it started in my hometown in Columbus, Ohio, man. It was the Chronic Tour, you know, in like 93. It was one of the biggest hip hop tours of all time. I'm talking. Uh-huh. And this is for like a lot of these motherfuckers who really feel like they know rap and they know shit. Like, I was on a real rap tour for real at 5. I'm talking Onyx, Boss,
Wait, tell me.
Motherfuckers don't even remember five, Boss. Man. But like, you hear what I'm saying? Like how far ago, like it was Boss, like one of the hardest like
Boss
female
was the
rappers.
Illest. She's from Ohio, right?
I'm not sure.
Or Cincinnati or something. I mean, well, that's Ohio.
Yeah, I don't know. But I always thought she was from the West Coast because she always had the
scummy. No,
with
she had the vibe.
She was real.
She was the illest.
Hard.
The illest.
Who the fuck y'all talking about?
Hard. Boss wasn't didn't Russell put her out?
I don't know. She was dope though.
Actually, she was like she came from like from fucking private school. That was like the whole controversy. Yeah, that she came from the private school, but she was like super
hard
hardcore.
As a motherfucker.
Boss is ill. She's ill.
Who burned the baby shit? This is hard.
No, man, it's not baby shit.
Oh, you brung it? You brung those?
Party pack.
I'm using this ashtray. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah. Fucking up the shit.
Yeah,
man.
So the tour was crazy. So, like I said, you had Onyx, you had Dre, you had Snoop. I'm like five at the time.
And this is before you did the skit for Snoop?
Yeah, it's way before that. So I go into the audience and shit.
About that.
Yeah, because listen to the story.
I'm in the audience. So AJ Johnson, you know, the comedian play, you know,
that's my nigga. I put him in
Friday.
Nothing.
Yep. Uh-huh. He come out. He like the host for the tour or whatever. So he's like, anybody want to come on the stage? Anybody want to rap? Whoop, whoop, whoop. And out of everybody, Moms just picked me up like this and they picked me. I'm in the middle of like 20,000 in the arena. So I go up there, I do my thing. And start throwing money on the stage and shit. And I'm like,
no, but let me ask you. So you telling me this is 100% the truth that they randomly picked you? Cause like you were so good.
Randomly.
You were so good. When I looked at the footage, you were so good. I said, there's no way. I said, I think they probably met him prior to that.
Nah, randomly. Wow. It all happened randomly. So I'm in the middle. I'm like in row 30. Like I don't even know how they even saw me. So I get up on the stage, I start rapping, they throwing money on the stage. I'm like, fuck it.
Again,
fuck
5 years old, right?
Yeah, I'm like, fuck the rap, and I'm picking up the money. So then next thing you know, they like, who, you know, I guess Snoop and Dre and them got with for who was on the stage, and they said, bring him back. And to this day, I keep the picture on my phone. It's a picture of Snoop at 19, Dre maybe like at 22, and me at like 5, and backstage in Columbus, Ohio. So that's how everything happened.
Crazy. Let's make some noise for that. To me, personally, in R.E., that is the best story in hip hop because At 5 years old, I was probably listening to hip hop. At 5 years old, I was probably into Dr. Dre or you know, whatever was popping at that time. I'm just saying, maybe not Dr. Dre, but whatever was popping at that time. Right. But I can't prove that in no way, shape, form, or fashion.
Oh no, he can prove it.
Yeah, for sure. No, not only he can prove it, it's documented. Yeah, let's make some noise for that guy.
Right on.
And Bow Wow.
Yes, sir.
So. You get signed.
Don't skip the Snoop skit.
Okay,
yeah,
all right. Well,
I had to get signed first.
Okay.
So that's first.
Okay. Yeah, I finished up the Chronic tour. And the next thing you know, Suge and everybody want me to move back.
No, but they asked you to go backstage.
Yeah, I go backstage. Okay, yeah. So from backstage, it's like, okay, shit, how can we do this every night? We want to bring this kid on tour. So it became, okay, let's do this. Right. Every night, we're going to put him in the audience and pick him. Now it's a part of the show.
Oh, wow.
All right, so that's the part I seen where I could tell that you was already picked. But the first night, okay, I get it.
Yep. So
okay, continue.
Finish out the tour with him. So then
crazy.
That's how the name come about. Everybody like, that's Lil Snoop. Snoop threw me in the dog pound quick.
Right.
That's Lil Snoop, Lil Snoop. Everybody like, that's Lil Snoop. And then it's like, I got it. He Lil Snoop, but what's a name I can give him to where he always going to be Lil Snoop, but without him having my name to it. But if I'm the big dog, then he the little dog. So if I'm Big Bow, he Lil Bow. So that's how the name came about.
Right.
Mm. Big Dog and the little dog. Mm. So that's how the whole, Bow Wow shit
came
about.
Okay, so now, how does Snoop and Dre have interest in you?
Right.
They bring you on the tour, because that's what happened, correct?
Yep.
And then how the fuck do you wind up in Atlanta?
And Jermaine Dupri.
All right, I get to the A, fast forward time. Now, this is after I did a Doggy Style skit.
No, don't skip. No, you need to
that's
that.
Important.
Don't skip that. I like that. All right, so
check this shit. This is crazy. So my mom get a call, right? I'm in L.A. I'm living at the LaMontrose.
LaMontrose
used to be popping.
Man, please. Give
everybody
me some free
used to
rooms,
stay
y'all.
There. The LaMontrose popping, right?
God damn it. Go ahead.
So my mom get a call. And from Suge and everybody, like, we need him at the studio. Mom, like, all right, so I guess he about to rap. He about to, you know what I'm saying? He about to do something.
Right.
So we go to the studio. And like, nah, we need him to say this.
Right.
So at first they wanted me to just do the Snoop voice, but at five I was already had the shit. So I was like, nah, let me do all the voices. A lot of people don't know that's me doing.
Oh, you did every, all the voices?
See what I'm saying?
I didn't know that. I didn't know that.
I want to be a fireman. I'm a police officer. You in the back. I'm Snoop. Like, I did I did every voice in the classroom, including the shit you heard in the background.
I don't think nobody know that. I mean, I don't
think nobody knew that.
That's
hold on, let's make some noise back. God damn it.
I did every voice.
You're breaking hip-hop history right now.
I did every voice.
Oh, I had no idea.
I did every voice. So
your acting career started right there.
At the same time as the rapping shit.
Yeah.
So my mom's get a call. Oh, he killed it. Come down. Mom's here. They play for moms. And my mom like, what the fuck? Y'all got my son saying what? But they said, nah, it's going to pop. Right. And then that's how, you know, it went down just like that. It was over. It was over.
Okay. So, but let's take it to there. You was on the road with Snoop because they actually said, now, Shorty, we're going to bring you on the road.
Correct.
Right.
So I'm on this is after the Chronic tour when we do the Doggy Style shit. Then from there comes the Gin and Juice video. I'm the kid coming
jumping
through with the Emmitt Smith, yeah, yelling dog pound, dog pound. Ah, and then Robert Harris hit me and I jump off. Who are these damn kids anyway? That's me like this with the Emmitt Smith.
I swore you was from LA at that time.
Oh no, big time.
That was
after the Arsenio shit. That was after all that. Now I'm in. Then from that point comes the situation.
Wait, you was on Arsenio?
Oh, was I? That's what.
Oh, we gotta talk about that too. Like,
no, this nigga.
That's what
this nigga history is.
He's like 80s stunting on us right now.
Yeah, yeah. No. Go ahead. Continue.
Arsenio Hall came about. I wasn't even supposed to do it.
Right.
It was Snoop performing. Dre performing. You know, Suge and them, it was not my time. But we was just so ready for it that they had me backstage waiting and moms and them kind of pushed me out there and that's how it happened towards the end of the show. So if you watch it, you see they end with the credits ending with me. Because it was run over time. But that's where it really started at, right there was Arsenio Hall show.
Wow.
And we never looked back. Then fast forward to what you talking about now. That's how I got to Jermaine because the whole situation, once Dre left, then Snoop.
Now, I heard Snoop was going through beef with Death Row at the time.
Before he went into Master P? Like
it was crazy. No, it was crazy
same
for
time?
Yeah, it was crazy for Unk at that time.
So he said, damn, I don't want to bring him here.
There you go.
Let me take him to somewhere else.
There you go.
And this what I didn't say in the intro because I should have said this, but you know, we give these intros and you know, I want to, you know, recognize people, accolades, but I had just, you know, made a deal, I'm in the process of making a deal with a writer who says, you know, about a rapper who was on for 10 years and he's still not broke, but he don't want to rap no more.
Right.
And I always wanted to do something about a childhood star that's still a star.
Right on.
And you're the only example of that ever.
Appreciate that. That's love right there. I appreciate
a lot
that.
Of people, they'll be a childhood star. As soon as they get where they at,
fuckers be on crack and they be old.
Yeah,
look,
usually they
need Viagra to their career. They shit is like,
mine is all fucked up.
And it's like, you know, the reason why I feel personal with you, Val, is I've realized, I seen your family protect you. Like,
yeah, for
me
sure.
Me personally, like I was doing, you know, because we had LA, they had New York, so we were bumping into each other.
Yeah.
And I was seeing them on the road, and I was seeing how your family was protected.
Yeah.
Always.
For sure.
Always.
Right on.
And I was like, I told that to my mother, right? Babe, come on, get the phone. What you doing? It's my wife. It's my anniversary.
Goddamn. Taking pictures, man.
But listen, I told that to my wife. Yeah.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Yo, girl.
It's your
girls keep making noise. It's a girl. It's my anniversary. But your family, like, because at some point, because listen, to tell you the truth, this is something that a lot of people don't know. My first contract I signed, I was 17.
Damn.
So my moms had to sign for me. And a lot of, you know, my mom signed for me, and I'm talking about gun shit. So a lot of people looked at my mom's like she was out of control. No,
right.
She was trying to support her son's dreams.
Exactly.
Right. Passions, yeah.
That's real shit.
No, that is.
So when I sit back, and like you're a person that I not only see grow up,
right,
but I really literally watched you grow up, and I'm so proud of you, man.
I appreciate that, big homie, for
sure. I'm so proud of you, man. Let's make some noise for Bow Wow right now.
I appreciate that, man. For sure, bro. I appreciate it, bro.
Let's break down this history.
All right,
so,
let's get it.
I heard Snoop say that. So Snoop said he didn't want to have you in drama and turmoil while he was going through the drama and turmoil.
Right, right.
So he goes to Jermaine Dupri.
Yeah.
And I heard you ain't even like Jermaine Dupri at that time.
I didn't even know who he was.
Get the fuck
That's
out
the
of here.
That's the thing. I didn't even know who...
Did he have Crisscross? Was the brat out already?
I wasn't fucking with Crisscross.
That's the Crisscross thing. Right.
I didn't like Crisscross.
At the time, it was a little in hip hop, you know. Yeah.
But that was the right move for Snoop.
Yeah, for sure. And he fucked with Chris and Chris. You know what I'm saying? God rest his soul, God rest Chris.
Yeah, he messed with him
every time. That's why if you notice, you start seeing Crisscross wearing khakis and flannel shirts. They was kind of West Coast as they got older.
That was mad West Coast, that record, yeah.
So they was always kicking in with Unk. So Unk knew, like, damn, okay. These was my little homies. He won with them. He got Brad. He won with them. This is my homie. So I might as well put Bow with Jermaine. I know he gonna make him go.
Right.
I had no idea who Jermaine was and how it happened. I'm on the football field. After the whole Death Row situation, I'm like, I'm done with rapping. I'm cool. I'm gonna go back to school. It's like 10 now. I'm like, I'm done.
Like he's mad all this time.
I'm like, I've been in LA for 2 years. Ain't shit pop.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Right. And then, you know, it was a lot. I was living in South Central, so the people I was staying with at the time, they had got murdered. You know what I mean? So this is like a lot of shit people don't know about.
God bless South Central.
I mean, it's just, I mean, the whole story is just so crazy now when I look back at it, man. I mean, like, when I even say, like, it's a part of history, it's still shocking to me that the shit that I went through and shit that I seen to get to the point where I'm at right now, I mean, it's... It's
that
crazy.
You're still here is
for sure.
Doing it, working, sure. got a sane mind because being in this industry alone.
And happy.
You know what I'm saying?
Happy. That's important. You can do a job, you can do whatever for the rest of your life, but if you ain't happy, it ain't worth it. Ain't no point to it.
So I agree.
You're definitely a person that younger than me, but I look up to.
You know what I'm saying?
I look up to you because you stayed here, you stayed relevant, you doing crazy shit. Like, I'm looking and you switching the game, and that's the thing. It is like people, like fans hit me all day. Yo, when you gonna drop a record? Fuck, I don't need to drop a record.
Yeah,
before.
Man, it's
I'm
like
doing other shit.
Yeah, people don't understand that. You know, they want you to do the same shit forever, and it's like you're good at one thing, but you want that one thing to open doors. It's like with Kobe, I just seen him getting into like some $100 million business. You're good at one thing that you've been blessed with, but you know, you might not see it at the time when you're doing the thing that you're supposed to be doing, but it opens up so many other avenues for yourself. And when they open, I'm attacked. Like when motherfuckers be like, oh, well, why you need, I'm like, I've been acting just the same as I've been rapping. Like it was 13.
It's
my first album came at 13.
Rapping and acting is the same thing.
What are you talking about? Right. So, you know, I definitely.
So now take us to this era. So Snoop recommends you to go to JD. Now you have to actually move to Atlanta? Because you said you was living in Compton, correct?
South Central, excuse me.
I came down to the A.
I spent like a summer with Jermaine. First, he puts me at the... this is the first time we met.
Right.
I fly to Atlanta. He put me at the Hyatt in Buckhead, right? So I go through. First person I see is Hov. No bullshit. See Jay Z.
He was at the Hyatt?
This is
I'm
around,
calling this nigga tomorrow.
Hey, this is
he
around...
He was at the Hyatt, nigga? Hey,
this is around the Sunshine, Jay Z.
Oh, okay. I was about to say, what Jay Z
would
you mean?
This is when he's trying to be Puff Daddy.
This is
okay.
When...
He likes when I joke on
this
him.
Is when,
okay.
This is when JD came with money and a thing, and then it just switched. Like,
wow.
I was
hold
here
on.
For
this
the...
This giving us history right now.
I was,
hold on,
I was
hold
here
on,
for
that.
The... I was here, so I'm going through the Hyatt, so this is how crazy this was. I don't know who Jermaine is at all, right?
At all. But you know who Jay-Z is.
Sort of, kind of.
Oh, shit.
Because I was West Coast influenced.
Right,
like at that time, like, forgive me, I probably knew who DJ Quick or MCA was quicker than I knew who Hov was at that time.
All right,
but when I saw a dude in the lobby checking in, Hov was checking in himself.
Himself?
I was like,
this nigga Bow Wow's giving us jokes.
This is, I swear to God. So
yo,
like,
listen, Hov, I'm calling you tomorrow. You checking yourself in?
So
I remember
like,
these days.
So,
okay,
I'm like, damn, dude looked familiar
like
as
nigga
shit.
Right now.
Like,
try?
As a kid, I'm like, I seen his face. Yeah. I seen this dude's face.
So how old are you at this point?
I'm like 10 now. Like, still
10. You've been
10
for mad long, though, by the way.
No, he was 7. No, he was 5.
No, I was 5.
I know,
we done jumped 5 years now.
He gone through mad shit at 10 already.
So I go up in the room. Man, Jermaine, he knows the truth, man. Whenever y'all get a chance to holler at him, he have me in the
room. We love you, Jermaine. Don't do rap radar or get in your life. B-Dot don't even like you. Go ahead, continue. Go ahead.
Yo, JD had me sitting in my hotel room all day, like, to the point to where I was getting mad. I'm like, Mom, hit him, let him. So he finally pulled up, picked me up in a Bentley. I ain't know what a Bentley was. I'm like, dog, why? Like, what kind of car is this? Got the mink, thick fur. And
I heard you say, what is the B in the front?
There you go. I'm like, what is this B? Like, what? He's like, it's a Bentley.
Yeah.
I'm like, man, I ain't never heard no shit like this.
Right.
Like, I don't even know. I ain't never seen none.
Right.
Come on, man. So we just clicked, and then it became like he had me around. He wanted to get to know me. I really didn't know his, you know, his work ethic. You know, Jermaine's right. a, you know, he's an icon. He's one of those guys. He'll kick it with you for like 5 months,
right.
and then you'll be like waiting on the label, like nigga, when is we working? Like, I don't want a shot. I don't want right. to travel. I want to work. And then when it's time, it's all this shit that he done, that y'all done did, and all kind of shit. It was like he just got a weird little process about him. So that's
what was the
played.
Moment? Because you're a child, you're sitting there, this guy is saying to you that he's going to do all this. What was the moment you actually realized that, like, this is the guy, he's not bullshitting, and he means the best for you? For you, what was that moment?
The first song we did was, the night. This is when I knew it was popping
right.
for me and him, was that night when I saw Jay-Z in the lobby. Jermaine had
he
a
checked
concert.
Himself in. Let's just be clear.
Okay. JD.
I got his phone number.
Jermaine and Hov had a show together that night in Atlanta at the Atrium.
And this is before Money Anything.
This is when Money Anything on fire.
Oh,
this,
no,
this,
it's on fire.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah,
fire. It's life in 1472. Like, right. shit crazy for Jermaine. He got the city. He got Atlanta in a chokehold. So
billboards everywhere.
Everywhere. Stupid. So that night, he like, he bring me to the, I go to the show. I'm on the stage with him. It's him and Hov. This shit on YouTube. Swear to God, you can look it up. Over them rapping. I'm on the stage though, pacing. You just see a little nigga with brains.
And your age is 10?
Sitting on the stage like this.
Yeah.
As Jermaine rapping, I'm telling him, give me the mic. He rapping like, give me the mic. Yeah. First night meeting him and Hov on the stage. I'm like, man, give me the mic. So Jermaine was like, yo, hold up. My little man wanna go. So I'm gonna let my little man go. Hov did the ad-libs while I was rapping in front of everybody. Killed this shit, and then that's when I was like, all right, it's on now. And
did I say he has the best childhood ever in hip hop? Did I say
that already? You can't
make some noise for me repeating myself purposely.
I even watched that video to this day. Like, I watched that shit to this day. Like, I can't believe I was on stage with, you know, JD and Hov at that time as a young buck.
You got the best childhood ever. Every black youth should look up to you. No, because it's real. Because it's like I said, it's like, I related to you so much because I remember people like trying to scrutinize your moms or whatever and saying, yo, and I said, well, my mom did the same thing. I signed at 17.
Right on.
How you call that shit? I couldn't.
Emancipated?
Yeah.
Emancipated?
I don't even know what that word means, but it sounds very good. So, but I sat back and I seen this. So now you moved to Atlanta.
Yeah, I'm in
Atlanta
now.
You and JG, JD
yep.
hit it off. You see Jay-Z.
Yep.
Now, when is the moment where you sitting back and saying, I'm different from every other kid in the world?
After I did that.
Because you still going to school, correct?
Yeah, I was still going back and forth. And then Reynoldsburg, they...
What's
they,
the name of the school? Because I want to shit on everybody else who went to that school. Reynoldsburg, they ain't being...
RJHS, Reynoldsburg Junior High
Listen,
School.
Listen, man, if y'all went to RSJ, y'all ain't doing what Bow Wow doing, you got to step your life up. Go ahead, continue.
Yeah, nah.
All
right.
You finished school all the way through, by the way?
Yeah, I did. I did finish school all the way through.
All the way through high school?
All the way through. Yeah. Homeschool. I had to do homeschool because they see... The school district, they put me out. I was going back and forth. They weren't hearing it. The high school used to be like right up the hill from the junior high. Still is. So they would come down and, you know, it'd just be a lot. You know what I mean? But like I said, I ended up moving to the A. And then right when Jermaine did the Big Mama's House soundtrack, he did this record with Monica and Nas or whatever, and they got the Habit record. So at the end of the video was my introduction. So I'm like, damn, this is my first video, really kind of. After I did the Destiny Child Jumper remix video, but this was like my introduction.
By the way,
this
the main noise for like 15
Monica
days.
Too, man.
Yeah, this like my introduction and shit. Right. So once that happened, and then I think like we started to like go places, and we Jermaine starts saying like, oh shit, like these kids and these girls is just because
I heard you
can
walk around.
Man, I couldn't go nowhere.
But at what age is you where you can't even go to the mall?
13.
Damn.
Like, it was a wrap. I'm talking like
Justin Bieber.
It was like we used to really.
If it wasn't for him, this wouldn't be no Justin Bieber.
Like, it was crazy.
Clear.
Like,
he ain't gonna say it. I'm gonna say it because I am not humble. All right,
we was on the mall. Like, we was on the top of the mall, like on the roofs of the mall. Like, that's the only way I could get out. Like, it was. Oh my! No, it was some shit you never seen.
Go to the malls, use the chill, and then your security used to be like, it's too much.
Yeah, it was a wrap. It was hard.
At 13.
It was hard.
That's crazy.
It was hard.
At 13, I was selling crack. Let's make some noise for him being way better than me. You're way better than me, Bow Wow. You're way better than me. Okay. So now, all right, it hits you at 13 when you realize you're a star?
It still don't hit me. I don't even care at this point.
It don't hit you at 13?
Nah, it didn't hit me. Nah.
Okay, so now your first album comes out.
Right.
What is that, like three million?
Yeah, I did 3 million on that one.
Let's make some noise for that. Goddamn it. So you do 3 million.
Yeah.
In your mind, are you still a kid?
I ain't even,
or are you growing up?
And what's his passion? Like, is your passion like lyricism, like rhyming? Even, like, what is your passion?
Like, because when I got on, I wanted to play handball because I'm Puerto Rican. But
were you yearning to rhyme? Like, I just want to get on these records. Like, what was your passion?
Nah, for me, like at 13, even though I went like triple platinum, for me, shit was moving so fast, I didn't care. Right. Like, I just wanted to be a kid still. Like, I was still, you know, going into the social dev office, turning the main power switch off outside and like fucking up everybody's computers and shit.
I did that
like,
at 18.
Like at triple, like I didn't really
you
care.
Still do
I didn't.
That.
You know what I'm saying? I didn't really
Sorry,
care bro, much. Like, I didn't care about nothing.
Me, but thank you.
I just wanted good. I just wanted girls and throwback jerseys. I didn't care about nothing else. I didn't know what triple platinum was, and you know, they'll come in, hold the plaque, take a picture. Cool. Like I want to go. Can I go back out here? Like I want to go back out here. Like I didn't care about that shit. Not until like 16 is when I kind of started the key
like
in.
Hitting puberty?
For sure.
Puberty?
Me and Jermaine, we fall out.
He knows what I mean.
That's the alcohol.
Can you open it? Go ahead. So you hit puberty, and now you realizing that I can't really go outside because, you know, as a human, that's the thing about being a star. Like, a lot of people tell me all the time, they're like, yo, I want to be a star. I'm like, yo, listen, when you go to McDonald's, you can just go in and order your order.
Right.
I got to go to McDonald's. Niggas is like, oh, shit, that's N-O-R-E.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yo, yeah, nigga, but I want fries, though.
Exactly.
And I can't take my face off ever.
Right.
So you realized that at 16, you telling
me? It was rough.
Describe that moment for me.
It was rough because at 16, I was dealing with a lot of like growing pains in a way. That was the first time me and Jermaine split up.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? On the business side. Also, that was when I did Road Bounce too. And, you know, I was me stepping out of the whole me being around my mom's shell. So
now
I moved
Road
to Chicago.
The skating movie.
Yeah,
okay.
So I moved to Chicago by myself.
Mm.
I had nobody with me in Chicago, just me and my bodyguard.
Chicago?
Yeah, we did it in Chicago.
Okay.
So living in downtown Chicago by myself in my own apartment at 16.
Right.
I'm bored as fuck. I'm depressed.
In Chicago. And they're killing niggas every day in Chicago. That's a fact.
Shy is no joke.
Yeah,
shy is no joke.
Shout out to
brother,
shy,
my
brother
man.
Cookie.
Yeah,
and
shout out
Uncle
to Chicago.
Mario. Who else we got out there, Carlito? Come on, give us our family in Chicago. I got mad Spanish niggas. They
West
kill us.
West side, south side, all sides.
Shout
of
out to
Chicago.
The shy, man.
About, bigger than all of them niggas.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of killing going on.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Let's stop that out there. Go ahead, continue.
And then, it kind of just fucked me a little bit. Just had a lot of time to put things in perspective. I wasn't used to that. You know what I mean?
Right.
And then, you know, me and Jermaine started speaking towards the end, and then we kind of patched things through, and then that's how we kind of got back together, and then life was on the up after that.
Right, because I remember you saying that you left Jermaine, right? Was it creative differences? Because
nah, it was business. It was, you know, he had a situation at, I want to say Arista at the time, and he took that position. For me being a young buck, I really wasn't up on my game as far as the knowledge of the game.
Right.
So I kind of took it to heart, like, damn, man, you know, you got me screaming out so deaf. You gave me everything. It was me and you.
Right.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And how you just going to walk out now? Then you start getting these new artists. You got Franchise Boys. You got Jaquan.
How many
like,
projects
is you
did through so deaf?
All of them.
But
except for my third one. The third album is the only album I didn't do with Jermaine.
Oh,
so
shit.
That was during this whole little process.
And, and that's where you kind of felt like it
shit
wasn't right.
It wasn't right at all. So
right.
I'm seeing a new So Def. I'm seeing Jaquan. I'm like, all right, what he supposed to be like? He got braids. Like, yo,
you
what?
Petty like me.
God, I'm like,
yeah,
yo, what
let's
the
make
fuck?
Noise about being petty like me. I want to say the same exact. I'm petty like a motherfucker, my nigga. Thank you for joining the petty game.
I'm tripping. I'm tripping. For real, I'm tripping. So, you know, we finally, like, we spoke and shit. At that time, me and Tip, me and T.I., we worked on my third album together.
I heard you sent Tip to get you a soda. Is that correct?
Oh, that nigga wasn't feeling that shit.
Yeah,
he wasn't feeling that.
Can you do the T.I. impression again?
Yeah, man.
So what happened?
What'd you say, to get him a soda?
Yo,
no, he sent T.I. to get him a soda.
Yo, it's crazy because, like, I was telling my partners this, too.
Your impressions are crazy, by the way.
Appreciate it. Like, I was
going to make you do 50. We're going to make you do T.I. Like, I sit there. I'm a fan of you, nigga.
What's the story? I want to hear the soda story.
It's just crazy. I was just telling my partners today, like, I really had a chance to see cats before they got to this superstar point. Like KP Kawan Prathi was an A&R at the time at Columbia. He put Tip with me during my third project.
It ain't spill.
Once again, I really didn't know who Tip was like that at the time. Right. So he linked me and Tip together. And me and Tip, we writing together or whatnot. And we in the studio, and, you know, I'm like, I'm used to having runners, you know.
Right. In the studio, there's always runners.
You told T.I. to get you a Sprite.
Yeah, I'm like, you know, you're writing with me.
But he wasn't the runner, and he wasn't having
and
that.
At this time, like, Tip, my big homie, shout out to Tip.
Yeah,
you know,
big
I love him to
Tip,
death.
That's my nigga.
But at that time, Tip was like, he wasn't
who he is
was
today.
Pop, there you go. Right, popping in the city in the South had that sold up.
Please do the impression.
So I'm like, hey man, like, you know what I'm saying? While I'm writing this shit, like, you go give me a Sprite. Nigga, look up. He like, what? I'm like, I'm like, man, my nigga, like, go give me a Sprite, dog. Like, go give me a Sprite. He like, hey man, I'ma tell you like this. Man, you gonna learn how to be a motherfucking man today, dog. You gotta go get your own goddamn Sprite, man. I ain't even gonna be doing all of that, man. So I was like, I said, damn. And I went out and told KP, I said, I don't know how this gonna work. Me and dude, like, the way he talking to me, crazy. But I didn't realize what he was teaching me. He was basically saying, like, you know, over there, exactly, over there, you know, you've been running around, do whatever you want to do. And they've been letting you do it. You know what I'm saying? But over here, I'm going to teach you something a little bit different. This is what you're going, I'm going to instill this in you.
Right.
And, you know, when me and Tip finally clicked and got it, it was kind of like I really wasn't known Jermaine like that. I used to send shots at Jermaine. And when I did the Rap City freestyle joint, when I did a little Janet reference, like, I was sending shots at him. Like,
but you was hanging around Janet. Let's make some noise for you hanging around Janet.
It got real. It got
he was
real.
10 years old still.
Yeah. How old was you hanging around Janet?
At this time, I'm like 17. I'm 17. So this is like me becoming. I'm stepping into my shit now.
Okay, like, let me ask you something. Did you ever see Good Times?
Of course, like now. Yeah.
Oh, but you ain't see it, back
Penny.
Then.
I couldn't. No, I didn't
Penny?
See it.
Penny. You was around Penny, nigga.
Yeah, I was for sure.
I'm sorry, I'm an old nigga. Listen. All right. Old niggas in the building. Make some noise for Penny.
Nah, not Good Times. Wasn't that a different show? Different Strokes. That was Different Strokes.
She wasn't on Different Strokes.
No, not Different Strokes. Gary, I think that was Gary Coleman, if I'm not mistaken.
No.
Different Strokes.
No.
Who was on Different Strokes?
Yes, she was on Different Strokes.
That's Penny on Different Strokes.
But she was going back and forth.
She might have been. She was.
I don't think she was on Different Strokes.
Yeah, she was. Penny was on Good Times.
No,
I think Penny was on Good Times. She was getting good.
Google it.
She was on both.
Somebody Google it. She might have been.
Different Strokes wasn't when she was getting burnt with the iron or whatever that was. That was Good Times.
Oh no, definitely wasn't getting burnt with the iron.
She was coming on both.
Oh no, maybe. Maybe Mr. Drummond helped her.
So she was
Mr. Drummond.
We gotta Google that. Who got Googles? Get your Googles going.
Nah, I think we right. I think we right.
No, from 100%.
My Bazil family's here.
100%. Like, I don't have nothing to be like mad at anybody forever in life. But I'm just like, I don't like Justin Timberlake. She
Good times.
That's what I said. No.
Never on a Different Stroke. Come on, man.
But when Justin Timberlake got to grub.
Look it up.
Janet Titty. Yeah. I was like, I don't really like that. Like, cause that's Penny, man. Like,
right on.
I was like, that's like in my mind. That was my shorty. Like, the fuck is you doing? Like, and you got to be around her.
Nah, it was a pleasure. It was a pleasure.
I'm going to tell you one Janet Jackson story. Did I ever tell this story on the podcast?
Nah, tell it.
We're recording Grimy. And as we're recording Grimy, I got Ray J. Ray J was randomly in the room. Brandy was randomly in the room. Big up to Ray J and Brandy. Chris Lighty was in the room. And the engineer walks in and says, everybody got to walk out. And I'm like, you know, why? I'm like mid Grimy writing. And he goes, because Janet is walking through. So I get up. I'm like, all right, cool. Chris Lighty's like, fuck no. How much does she pay? Right? This is Chris Lighty. Like, you know, he's rich as a motherfucker. So Chris Lighty's like, how much does she pay? He's like, you know, yeah, everybody paid the same price. He says, why the fuck we got to get out the room? I said, Chris, your argument is fucked up. And Chris is like, no, we're not getting out. And I say, yo, Chris, that is Penny from Good Times.
Right on.
I'm getting the fuck up, Chris. I got the fuck up. I still don't know if he left or not. But I left. I was like this. I smoked a cigarette. I used my excuse. I wouldn't smoke a cigarette anyway. But you can never disrespect Penny from Good Times.
Right.
Let's make some noise for Penny from Good Times.
That's it.
That That was my childhood. I was like, you know, that's who I was supposed to be. So how was it? I heard, because y'all had, like, was that during the turmoil with you and Jay?
Turmoil? Yeah, it was.
I
know I'm dyslexic.
It was a little awkward because, you know, at that time, I remember going to Malibu during All-Star Weekend in L.A.
Oh,
mm.
Just go to Malibu.
You know, yeah. Nah, Malibu. Jay had the crib on the beach. That's, you know, that's how they was rocking. You feel me? So I pulled up.
Baby, get a crib on the beach, Malibu.
Gotta do it. So I basically, you know, pulled up on him and told him, like, look, if we can't do this for a project together, I quit now. Like, right. I don't even want to rap no more if we ain't going to do this shit.
That's after the project that you did without him. Correct. And you ain't feel it.
Correct. Even though we were successful, I still went on tour and did my shit, but it was like, I need to get back to where I need to get back to. And I know, you know, and I know when we together is just epic. But if you can't do it, then I quit the business, period. I don't need this shit. I don't got to do it. I can act. I can go do some other stuff. Mm. And they said, nah, we going to get it right. And then next thing you know comes, you know, Let Me Hold You to Marion and Like You with Sierra. And then, you know, that's when, you know, at that time, it was just that moment was epic. That 4-year stretch right there was real crazy for myself and Jermaine. He had four of the records, like, in the top five that he was battling with. Two Mariah records and then my two records was at the top four records in the country were his four records. And we were just battling out. It was crazy. Crazy year.
Now, how smart are you to know that? Because at the end of the day, I worked with Pharrell. We had Magic. I worked with Pharrell again. We had Magic. But I always thought it was me. Mm-hmm. I never realized it was us.
Yeah.
I never realized it was him.
Right.
The chemistry?
Yeah, the chemistry. It was just us. Like, me and Pharrell have nothing in common other than music.
Yeah, like, I've been in the studio. Right. Y'all look at odds with each other.
If you see it in the mirror, Pharrell in the studio, we make magic. But, like, during, like, the off time,
they look like they don't know each other in the studio.
We don't even know each other. Like, I'm just keeping it 100 with you. Like
they strangers.
Right.
But that lets you know how wonderful music is.
Right on.
We have a 20-year relationship.
Right.
And we don't have nothing else in common other than music.
Right.
Like, you know what I'm saying? So how the fuck did you know that you had to go back to JD to get everything right? Because
the stats show, you know, 3 million, and we did like 500,000 the first week, but then this album we did like 260, the third album we did like 260. Like the first week, and then it only like hit like 780,000.
He's claiming a failure. Yeah, 260. Let's just make a noise for this nigga.
You know,
it was.
You know,
these new niggas can't even sell 20,000. This nigga just said his failure was at 260. God damn, it was
because I didn't get like. I'm like, damn, last album I did have like. Half of me, I was gold the first week.
We podcast past platinum.
Yeah, we 1.6 million. Right. Yeah, well, every week. Let's make some noise for us.
Whatever that's worth.
I'm an artist, nigga. That nigga just looked at 260 as a failure.
Yeah, I was
that
like,
hurt me personally. Yeah, God damn it.
Because I'm like, damn, it's like a 275,000 like
drop.
What the fuck? Like, what the fuck? Like,
as a kid?
On my shit now. I told you, I'm up on my shit now. So I'm like, all right. It's like basketball. I need to go back to the drawing board and see what's missing. I need to, you know, do some shit different. Okay, let me dip back in my bag. Maybe this is what I got to do. Then I started becoming, being a fan and shit. I'm like, damn, I wish this person never switched it up. I wish he would have, like, to this day, I told Unk, I said, man, damn, I just wish you could just do one last album and let Dre produce every fucking beat.
You talking about JD?
No, to Unk, to Snoop. I'm like, man, just,
imagine
I want it.
Snoop album that. Fully produced by Dre, that is hard.
That's what I want. Hard. So
the
I'm
real
like,
doggy style
so then I start saying, damn, how my fans feel about me is how I feel about Unk. Fuck, they want another Bow Wow and Jermaine Dupri. That's what they want. So now we got to give it to them. If we can't give it to them, then I don't want to do this shit. And then, you know,
and what age was you? Because it took me like 18 years to realize, me and Pharrell, let's just not separate.
Yeah, I was like, I was like 17.
Damn.
I was at 17. This when I was
mad smart, man.
Yeah,
nigga. Make some noise for him being smart.
I was smelling myself.
I was an idiot. Cause you know why I was an idiot? Like, I hear Fat Joe say this all the time. Fat Joe said, every time I went in the studio with Scott Storch, we made it number one. But if I would have knew that, I would have stayed in the studio with Scott Storch. And then I have to look at myself, and I'm like, damn, me and Pharrell, our shit is like, we're like 8-1.
Right.
Like, I would have did the same thing. Yeah. But I was an old man when I discovered right. that chemistry. Right. For you to be 17.
Yeah, I know it.
It's the most.
And now but remember, in his years, starting where he started, 5 years.
Yeah, because he's 17.
It's like dog years. Like he's already ahead of the game.
In hip hop. Yeah. Because, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, hip hop.
Yeah, he's ahead of the game.
Niggas
he's
think I'm 900. You know what I'm saying? Like I be telling niggas Kanye older than me. I be blowing it up. Rick Ross older than me. Right. 2 Chainz older than me. So a couple more.
So he had mad experience, Pharrell older life than experience. Nas older than me. Older than me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but everybody think I'm 900. I don't know why. Yeah. Like, because I got on early. I got on early.
Same
do
way.
Do they think you 900?
Yeah, nah. he does.
He does not.
Nah, I think he's 10 years old.
Yo, nah, that nigga was doing shit at 10 years old. I couldn't even do it. I was playing with Tonka trucks. Nigga, this nigga was playing with...
Who was out there?
Yeah,
working.
That's crazy.
Hell yeah,
he
getting it in.
Tonka trucks.
He was making Tonka trucks. So
getting it in.
So now, you do this. You realize that you and JD got back. Now, right. How is that album put together? Is that the album we worked with T.I. or no?
Yeah, nah. We done with Tip now.
Okay.
It's
you and JD.
Yeah. The first thing I tell him, I'm like. I say, we just had this argument not too long ago.
I
played him this New Edition record. Mm, and I said, man, we got to remake this one. And he like, I'll think about it. Like, that's how Jermaine is. Like, if you bring him an idea, if he didn't think it,
exactly.
Then it's like, he might come back to that shit in 8 months. Right. And like, I told you we should have. So he listened.
That's how I feel about him.
I said, yo, we got to.
Absolutely right. I can't fly. Like, I felt Jermaine Dupri. I was like, yeah, I'm like that too.
I tell him, I'm like.
Thank you.
I'm like, yo, we got to. He said, what you got in mind? I'm like, psst. I said, well, we definitely got to do it. I want to do a record with Omarion, so we did Let Me Hold You joint. And I'm like, yo, I got to do a record with my girl. At the time, see, me and Sierra, that was like the biggest shit going.
Yeah, you've been knocking down some great things out there. God bless you. God bless you, goddamn it.
So,
great way to put it, buddy.
Yeah, yeah. Russell Wilson, chill out. I said it's NRE, and I'm a fan. Give me some tickets. All right, continue.
I doubt you'll get it.
We were CBS. So, we got tickets.
So, we do it, and then, you know, instant hits. Mm. We right back doing what we doing, back
in
the arenas.
I see you in Sierra in Mexico. You remember that? Ruth Chris. Y'all walked in. Sierra just told me no on the record.
Mama.
You remember that? I wanted
damn,
her on my
hey,
record.
That's the last time I've like, been there.
I wanted to scare her, but I was like, damn, she was bad. Let me relax.
That was like an MTV Spring joint.
Yeah,
that,
you remember that?
Yeah,
remember
my mama,
good.
I remember that
yo,
shit.
Yo,
because
LA, we had just took over Def Jam.
Damn.
I sent her a record. Shanti eventually got on a record. Thank you, Shanti. But I sent it for Sierra, and they was like, I don't know. He's like a little too rough. And I was like, oh, word. And then I seen him walking to Babao, my little man. So I'm like, damn, I've got to do something to send a message. That, like, I'm like a good guy, and I'm also a bad guy. Like, and I couldn't do it because Babao walked in. I just said I had to do it in Mexico. Roof Chris in Mexico, Cancun. You know my memory is like yours.
It's
with the tennis balls. You got a lot of tennis balls. Pause. That's the way it is. But, Bow, you've been knocking down a lot of things.
I've been blessed.
That was your first? She diverged.
She'd be mad. She be mad at me about that, though.
I mean, that's okay.
Oh, wait, Elliot Wilson's coming. Hold on.
This is Elliot Wilson. No, we're not going to tell her because Bow, I don't know who Elliot Wilson is, so we're not going.
He's coming. But, you know, it's only right. It's almost like a rite of passage when you come to Georgia.
Every time something get good... This fucking train
comes. The train comes?
The train comes. Because this all competition.
I can hear perfectly. Because
it's all competition. So Esther Bastard raped you. So she raped you, Bow? Is that how it happened? She raped you?
She cocked the shit out of
like you. Technically, that was like a sorry. What is that called?
Sodomy.
Come on, Shampoo. You in Puerto Rican. Hey, you know this. You know every law.
I call
Puerto
it you
Ricans
like what you like. I call
what's
it
up,
you like what you like.
Okay.
You know, I call it you like what you like.
He was
what
underage?
Happened? What happened?
I mean, you know.
You got the business
you
underage?
Had it way before I mean, Joe Buttons, like, correct?
I would assume.
Joe Buttons?
Yeah, Joe Buttons had asked about this.
I would assume.
And she sued him. Yeah, it's a fact.
I would assume.
He sat on her titty. Some shit like that.
I would assume. That's crazy.
I heard that.
Nah, for me,
it was just, the Breakfast Club.
You know, they always say you ain't going to never forget your first one. You know, the whole question, it started years ago when somebody asked me, and I told, you know, and I just told them the truth. And,
right. 16.
You
know,
she tried to come out and be like, oh, no. I'm like, look, it's all, you know, it's all good. It was, you know.
You dodging that lawsuit, I respect that. but then you smashing a lot of things. And then Sierra.
Yeah, that was my
because
girl.
Because you seen, I heard you say Ciara, you seen her with some other nigga.
Yeah.
You said you couldn't let that go down.
Yeah, yeah, nah. It was, she was in.
You went at her first.
Yeah.
No, she came at you
first.
Yeah,
she was an extra in my, in
you knew niggas when they was extras. Let's make some noise back. In one of
my videos. And,
this drink champ, you make noise for bullshit.
So she used to always, she's always like push up. You know, but be cool though. Like, you know, I'm Jazzy Faze, you know, new artist. And at the time, a lot of people would always come up to me and said, I'm like, man, whatever. Like, I ain't really hearing it. And I would always, you know, kind of, you know, shrug her off. Mm. And then I remember one time at the Ritz-Carlton, she pulled up on me and dropped me off, like, you know, her single, which was Goodies. She had them all printed. She was excited.
Oh, wow.
I'm like, man, I don't. I ain't believing this shit till I hear it. Like, that's how I am.
Right.
Next thing you know, shit blows up. She cracking this around the roll bounce time, too.
Mm,
exactly. So, she on fire at the time. So, you know.
You got the afro? You like, nah.
Yeah. Like, so.
Let me slide up in there.
I did some cornball right. type of shit. I was on it now. She popping. Mm. So. She had the upper hand, and Hove had a concert that night, and she was going.
Throwing a lot of Hove quotes out there. I love that. Hove, we're going to get another million views. Just keep me going.
He'll call you again.
I hit her, and I'm like, yo, you going to this concert. You know, fuck with me. I want to take you to the show tonight. Right. She hit me with the, nah, you know, I was trying to hang out with you, but I'm going out with my grown friends tonight. So it's like, So I'm like,
she said grown friends?
But I deserved
that.
Was
that the key word right there?
Yeah, but I deserved it, though, because I was, you know, I was fucking up.
Hit us with the age again.
So, yeah.
Because you've been fucking shit. No,
this is like, this is 17, not 10. So I just remember that night, we chopped it up backstage. I said, like, fuck the show. I got to do what I got to do. So we backstage talking.
Absolutely.
After party, of course. I see her. I'm in my section. Me, Jermaine, you know, the whole So Def family. T.I. up there, Hove up there, and C up there. And they bring up on the stage. She started dancing. I ain't like it. I'm
my
sitting
God,
up there. Yeah.
That's
she's dancing crazy.
Because the older homies is looking.
The homies, I ain't like
that's
how I was positioned.
Ego. That's
I ain't like how, like,
ego.
I'm like, that's me. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, I don't like how they got up there, like, dancing and shit, like, making
God
you, like.
Damn it.
Then Jermaine just look and say, yeah. I see it in your eye, boy. I'm like, nah, I gotta go get, I can't do this. And I just pushed up on her like, yo, I'm picking you up tomorrow, da da da. And after that, we was on. It was like my best friend. You know what I'm saying?
That's
like on the
shit,
real.
That's big up Ciara, goddamn.
That's real shit.
Nah, respect and love.
Goddamn it.
A lot of respect and love.
That's real
for
shit. Pick you up,
too. Yeah, for
I
sure.
I like how you don't never shit on your exes. Too.
Some of them I do.
Which one?
But they don't even deserve the attention. Nah.
Okay.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
We're back to Drink Champs Radio with rapper N.O.R.E. and DJ EFN.
So this is one of the interesting things. All my young homies in the world, right?
Mm-hmm.
We went out to motherfucking L.A., 20 deep, and just by the way,
20. That's
34,
35,
before
and
the
a
other
half.
10 landed, right?
Yeah.
But let's also big up September 10th, 8 and 9 clothing store.
Do the library right now.
8 and 9 clothing store. We're doing my birthday weekend, even though my birthday is September 6th. On September 9th, we're gonna be at Club Dream. On September 10th, we at 8 and 9
right
Cold
here,
Store.
The block party.
You got the address?
Block party.
Give me the address to 8 and 9 Cold. Oh, I got it.
You got it?
70, yeah, okay, you read better
read
than
in
me.
English?
You know I'm dyslexic.
7814 Northeast 4th Court, Miami, Florida.
So that's September 10th. For all y'all that want to see the live read, Beanie Sigel said.
Thanks a lot, buddy.
Beanie Sigel said he's coming by. I spoke to Puff Daddy myself.
We got the family coming.
The whole Bad Boy reunion tour is going to come and hang out with us. So
nice.
Y'all come and hang out with us at 8 and 9 Closed Store. And also on Sunday, we have Rooftop, and that's 1052 Ocean Drive. So if you come out the 9th, 10th, and 11th, that's Nori's birthday weekend, and we're going to have motherfucking fun. All right, let's make some noise for that, goddamn.
Yeah. Shout out Mr. Lee. Mr. Lee, you got
I've been waiting for this Bow Wow interview. Because this is my nigga.
All day.
And
yeah,
I've seen
fans,
him grow up.
The fans been asking
and the
for
fans
it, man.
Love
up,
him.
Yeah.
And
them
the fans
love,
wanted this.
Love.
So, this is the crazy shit. When I told my young niggas when we was in L.A., I said, yo, I'm...
Which young ones? We don't got many young ones. We're all OGs.
Yeah, I know. But it was like 8 young niggas, right? So, I said,
Oh, the sons of the OGs.
Yeah, yeah. My nephew Young Really, City Boy D,
shout
Manny,
to Good Bell Coca, shout out to Good Bell
Coca, all of them. I was like, yo, no, he's an OG. But I was to my young homies.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. As soon as I said, yo, I'm trying to get Bow Wow, they said, yo, he smashed Angela Slime. Like, this other young niggas your age mad at you, my nigga. Do you realize that? Because they wanted Angela. That's niggas.
But you know what? I'm going to keep it a buck. Mm. And that's just how I rock. I ain't never did nothing with Angela.
We respect that. Let's make some noise, because that's my man's son.
Always was cool with it. Had a lot of love for it. At one time.
But y'all kissed. You finger popped or something.
I love how you were like, yeah, I love her.
No lies. She, her bond with her father is so strong that like she just really held down that I'm really saving it for marriage. Damn. Shit. To the death.
Y'all young niggas fucked up.
Either that's real or he's real as a motherfucker right now.
Yeah, so I was like, man, we gotta be friends then. Cause I don't know how this gonna work. So how we gonna say we love each other if we can't make love to each other? This shit kind of weird to me. But instead, you know, it taught me sometimes with certain people, like the sex one, that wasn't for us. It was more of just a bond. We've been homies for 15 years, over 15 years.
But let me tell you something. She is, like, it was Halle Berry, and then it was, like, Naomi Campbell. Then it was, Nia Long.
Yep.
And the number one hit list, and the young niggas in the hood, they want to kill her baby father, my nigga.
Oh, man.
Them niggas going to kill that nigga. You better get higher security.
Oh, my God.
You better hire security. Like,
stop,
I'm telling you.
Starting shit like
I'm
that.
Dead serious. This part, I'm not even front. These niggas is mad. They're like, who the fuck she? She went raw? Like, niggas, I'm telling you, I'm dead serious. These young niggas is serious. And I'm just looking at these niggas like, what the fuck? But I remember how I felt about Penny.
Yeah.
So, I, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, how can I say that? But I'm just telling you, they're not playing. Angela Simmons, baby father gets security. I'm just telling y'all.
Who's the baby father?
Nobody knows. That's what's ill. He still needs security, though. Like, don't go to Equinox and think it's cool. These niggas is waiting outside. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so, it's crazy. Bow, that's good.
Bow Wow, you've been the happiest dudes during breakups.
Yeah.
You want to take a shot of Tiger Bone? I feel like it's time.
Let's do it, man.
Take a shot of Tiger Bone.
I gotta do it. Why not? Fuck it while I'm on the camera. You see, I put my shades on. What's
Cav, right?
Yep.
Cav, where you from, Cav?
Jersey.
Big up my nigga Cav from Jersey.
Word.
Now, this is the part of the interview where it get crazy, because we take a shot of Tiger Bone.
Oh, shit.
And then we ask you if you eat ass.
And you know I've been drinking all day, too.
You've been drinking all day. You had a yacht party. I respect that.
Yeah.
I respect that, nigga.
It's crazy.
Okay.
That's a dynamite stick on the
it's just a dynamite.
It's just like a fucking a firework.
This is the shit when you Chinese, you just drink this shit.
It's like a Roman candle. Look, it's about to pop. Point it at him.
Let's do it.
Let me get ready for this shit.
Yeah. Okay,
that shit come in a TNT box. Yeah, I'm scared of that shit.
That shit's nothing nice about it.
Come on,
that shit, watch. It's gonna roar when he opens it. Rare.
Come on, Ant. Help me out, Ant. Come on, Ant.
I'll get this fucking water.
I'm dyslexic.
And we still going out tonight, too.
By the way, I use I'm dyslexic for everything.
And we still going out tonight, too.
Look at my wife's face. She's just thinking about the shots. See, look at her face.
I'm walking the club like this.
Yeah, that's cool. Again. You're gonna be ready if you have to play
the
game.
What the fuck is that? All right.
This shit is called Jumps Over the Movie.
You got it. There you go.
Man, give me a.
Let's get a shot glass. Where the shot glasses at?
Ray, you got shot glasses, Ray?
Yeah, A9 got shot glasses. Come on.
Ray, you hiding them?
Come on, let's get A9.
Shit.
Yo, big up the shot.
I gotta tell you what happened just like a week ago with my drinking situation.
Yeah, please.
We gotta
get into
us.
That.
Please don't blame us.
Yeah, don't blame us. But we're A9. You have no shot glasses? At the warehouse. All right, come on. We're going to do...
That's a corporate answer.
Yeah, that's a corporate answer. Okay, those are brand new ones. That's good. I could do that. My nigga Kev, you here?
I'm here.
You from Jersey. Where you from in Jersey?
West Orange.
West Orange? I'm from West Orange, nigga.
Nah, we
privileged.
We go with those.
I'm privileged.
You been out there?
Woo!
Yeah.
Shit. 50 Smith Manor Boulevard, nigga.
never heard of that.
Yeah, still own property there. Nigga. Be
like, in my mind, this shit smell like.
You're not supposed to smell it, man. You're not supposed to smell it.
No, you can't smell it.
That shit smell like.
You already went wrong with that, man.
You went wrong. No, I'm sorry. I should have told you that.
Woo! Shit!
You ever seen Fu Manchu?
That shit smell crazy.
Kung Fu Sundays?
I'm telling you, take it. You gotta take your glasses off.
Yeah, if you don't take your glasses off, this will make you take your glasses off.
This is what you do. It's eye to eye, eye to eye.
God, damn, yo, I gotta look down.
Eye to eye, eye to eye. All right, eye to eye. All right, make sure
your eyes really can open as they is.
Let's do it.
Ah, shit.
That was terrible. Let's make some noise. It's not being terrible.
Oh, man, that's the worst ever.
Worse
than
yesterday.
I don't know
what
you should
taste
like.
Damn.
It tastes like spoiled rat ass. Listen. It don't matter. Oh my God. Oh my God.
I'm good tonight. I'm good
fuck.
Tonight.
You're good? You're good.
For tonight.
It's bad.
We got Bow Wow in the building. Make some noise. All right.
Damn. Some Chinese.
Bow Wow. Yo, listen, Bow Wow.
That shit tastes like soy sauce mixed with.
Soy sauce mixed with that tiger's asshole.
It's spoiled soy sauce. But it's herbs. So you can still clean your house in the morning. It's a fact.
Worst shot.
Boris is laughing because we.
Yo, roll another blunt for me, please.
God damn.
Yeah, you gotta trace
holy
it.
Shit, man.
So now, look, here, take some rosé.
Oh, that's bad.
Here's your cup.
Woo! That was
take
bad.
Some rosé. But don't take the rosé in the cup you just took a Tiger Bone shot.
Hey,
that's
see
a mistake.
That? I'm gonna tell you what happened to me.
Tell us what happened. Grab a drink. Because you're a grown ass man right now.
Look, I'm gonna tell you.
That's peer pressure right now, man.
Not
you're a grown ass. I've been waiting
even
to get you drunk for 20 years.
Just last
nigga,
week. Just last week, I was fucked up. Mm. And I didn't realize that I mixed a whole bunch of shit.
Mm.
And, you know, I had to have like my little nurse come through.
Now,
I had to get hooked up to the IV and all that shit.
Wait,
I was throwing
the rinse. My little nurse.
Yeah, my nurse.
Like, he has a little nurse.
Time out.
Nah, no bullshit.
Let me just tell y'all niggas. Rich niggas have nurses.
Yeah.
Little nurses.
Whenever you whenever you're around Buck Daddy, he got a nurse somewhere around. That's a rich nigga trick. Yeah. Let's make some noise for Bob while being rich for a long time.
So they gave you IV?
So what happened? What state was this?
I'm home. I'm in LA. She pulled right up to the crib.
They had to hydrate you. They had
yeah,
to get, you
get me right. I was stoned up and all that. She said, you drink champagne? I said, that was the last thing I topped it off with. She said, that's what did it. I was like, oh,
you need
man.
Water, man.
Fuck. You
drink
see me? I'm come on now. Come on,
man. We got the Fijis.
This guy believes in no water. I don't know.
Where? I can't do it.
Listen, by the way, vote.
Don't co-sign that.
No, we're going to say it, man. We're going to make it happen. We're going to do it for Diddy. And listen, Diddy also asked me to say that the Bad Boy reunion tour is setting off phenomenal.
Oh, for
and
sure.
And they're going to come here September 10th again.
Yep. At the Drink Champs block party with 8 and 9.
That's God telling me to shut the fuck up, but it's okay.
Yeah, I told you. I warned you.
Or maybe it's just the weed.
No, it's God. It's God.
But also, Revolt Music Weekend in October. We're doing a Drink Champs party called No Water, No Tracer.
Yeah, we have no lawyers, too, by the way.
Yeah, so which means if the people come into the party, we got to give you the actual if you ain't drunk, we're going to kick your ass out.
Oh, wow.
This is what
we're
doing.
Wait. Say that again, because I don't even... when you come into the party,
you know the shit?
The breathalyzer. Puff, when you come into the party.
No. When you in the party.
Oh, you have to be drunk
already
the whole time.
In the party.
Yeah.
We're going to give you about 30 minutes. And we're going to run up on you. It's going to be like, niggas going to pull up.
Right.
What's up, nigga?
VIP is water, actually.
No water,
nowhere. No, fuck that. I'm doing VIP.
No.
I'm going to charge water. Extra. I'm charging extra
we
for gonna VIP.
Kick you
we
out
got
your
water
own
and VIP.
We're going to kick this nigga out of his own part.
Fuck out that.
You know what I'm saying?
VIP. We got water and VIP,
weekend,
man.
But now, Bow Wow.
What up with it?
You knocked down. So now you fucking at 16.
Yeah.
16.
We keep fluctuating the years.
He's a legend.
Between 10 and 17.
But so Esteban.
He's a vampire.
Yeah, that was my.
Then what was your second? Because your first is nice.
I can't even remember my second. I can't even remember my second.
That's real.
Yeah.
That's real.
At all. I'm sitting here really trying to think. I can't put it together. No. I was on a mission after my first though. I was on a mission, for sure. I had to, you know. I was trying to get it in as much as I could.
You got the first taste.
Right.
What?
Why?
It's natural.
It was fantastic. That's what you're saying. It was fantastic.
Hello.
Fantastico?
All that.
Just say fantastico.
Fantastico.
Oh, it's supposed to make some noise for that girl.
Word.
So you ain't drinking rosé no more. Is that what you saying?
And I ain't fucking with that.
So you want the hard liquor? You want another shot of Tiger Bone? We can go in.
I ain't fucking with that shit.
You ain't fucking with that?
That's some different shit. No, that's some different shit. It's like some soy sauce mixed with some other type of shit.
Yeah. Soy sauce with cat.
You can make a stir fry with this right here.
It's soy sauce mixed with cat toes.
That shit is.
And they say ain't nothing wrong with that.
That shit is incredible.
Ain't nothing wrong. You gotta drink cat toes sometimes.
You got wild mushrooms? We can make a stir fry.
No. And let's pick up shampoo. Let me tell you. And Conan.
My marketing fans out here.
You know he from Def Jam, right? I went to a Def Jam party. They didn't even invite this nigga to the Def Jam party. He's a liar. Listen, this is how I invited him. He realized, he said, oh shit, these are niggas that cut me checks. And he stayed. I said, you're supposed to leave with me, nigga. I invited you. We eat and we move.
Right on.
Fine dining over there.
It was fine dining. I can't be mad at you, Shampoo, but
prime?
I got to blow it up.
Is that Prime?
At Prime, you ain't go last night?
Nah, but I just left Prime Italian. That's where I'm coming from. Yeah, and I had to get that shrimp Alfredo.
Bow Off Rich. Just make some noise for Bow Off Rich.
I had to get that shrimp Alfredo before I came up here, you know?
God damn it. They shrimp is at least $7 a piece.
It's crazy.
Balls. Yeah. It's very big. Shrimp is shrimp. Those are prawns. Those are prawns. Like, you ain't never seen that movie with Mike Epps? And he was like, those got to be at least $2 a piece. Bait. It was a movie bait. Yo, but you be doing them impressions. Can you do 50 Cent real quick? How does 50 Cent talk?
Hey, yo, man, what's up, man? It's the Kid 50. You know, anytime something about to pop off, you are.
Yo, that was my point.
Like, you know, like, sometimes, like, when I'm, like, really be talking, I told him another time. I told him, like, okay. But see, it's the proportion of the record. You know what I mean? And then when you time those records, time the other records. You know, because at the time, you don't even really be. Exactly. You know what I mean?
All right. Let's see who else you can do. Can't. I know you can do Snoop.
Let's see.
That's the easiest one I can't do.
You
can't? No, that's the easiest one I can't do.
Snoop, Mace the X. All right, let's see Snoop.
No, Big Snoop Dogg. Yo, what's going? Shabba dubba doo, baby. It's the big homie, Big S-N-O-O-P, the D-O-double-G. Big Snoop Dogg in the building. And as y'all know, I'm hanging out with my homie. Yeah, that's right, man. Noriega, we in this bitch. You understand me? That's how it's going down west, y'all. Nah, Snoopy doing that. I'll keep it real cool. I'll keep it real cool.
Listen, I didn't care if y'all went to interview Bow Wow first. I knew what I was going to do with this shit. Y'all niggas is not me. Like, I'm a fan of the artist. I understand this. Can you do Mace?
Ooh, Mace hard, but balls. I got one. I'll do Wayne.
Do Wayne. Little Wayne is perfect.
All the time, like blood. Like, I be really on it like that. You feel me? Love, because I be on it like that. You get the cut of three, and I'm trying to drop the cut of five, too.
He leaned out. Oh, my God.
This is why we're the number one podcast in the world. Cause see, I knew that.
DMX. I want to hear DMX. Sorry. You got DMX?
You ain't got DMX.
Ooh.
You gotta remember. I got DMX down.
You got DMX? Let me hear your DMX.
No. What? What? No, the dog. That's it. I'm sorry. That's all. But you better than me. Who else you got? You got one more.
Who else can I do?
You did T.I. perfect. That was crazy.
Tip.
Jermaine?
I did.
Now Jermaine is unquotable. Like he's.
You know, every time, man, you go see, man, this is how I cut through, man. Every time I got this shit going on. Every time, nigga, hold it, you know that. You know, nigga, going crazy, man. That's how designer be doing this shit.
No, you did designer the other day. I seen that on the internet. Yeah. No, but do the motions again.
Oh, how you be doing it?
Yo, designer, we love you. What's the T side? You want to know how to take a ball?
All up. No, see, I like how you know.
I'm sophisticated. Like, peer pressure. Peer pressure. Curb enthusiasm, sophisticated.
Woo!
So that's it. You got one more impression? Nah, but see, this is the thing is, You got Jay? You got Jay?
Jay or Harley from you?
Yeah, Jay. Pause.
But you know, you mix the yellows and the browns, and then you get
Richard Bryan. Bill Cosby. Let's bring up the rapist, nigga.
I'm in Miami now, and don't worry. Tricking on yellow trick traps.
Did you know from the beginning that you had just had this talent? Because you're like, you're a triprexual.
A tri-pretzel?
Yeah,
what's that a tri-pretzel? Means like
you can rap, you can dance. I mean, you can do three things.
That's
at
a tri-pretzel.
Once. A tri-prexical.
A tri-popsicle.
A tri-prexical.
That's a dinosaur. I think that's a dinosaur.
A tri-prexical. Listen, did you realize? Cause I'm a tri-prexical a little bit as well.
You're as well.
No, Drink Champs is a tri-prexical because you know
I don't
want
to be a tri-prexical.
We got one deal with CBS for the audio.
We got
another deal with CBS for the video, and now we got another deal with CBS for the television. We're a tri-prexical. God damn it! Yeah. So when did you know you was a tri? You was a tri-prexical. When did you know that?
I don't know. Like,
that's the first time anybody answered that.
Is this the first time you realize you're a tri-prexical?
I don't think it's the first time a human answered you're a tri-prexical.
Because nah, I just like, made the word up.
Like,
okay,
you know what? On the real,
it means a lot.
On the real, like I tell people, like before I even got into rapping, it was just imitating people. It was just, comedy and stuff like that. Mm. That's what I really started out doing first. And then the first album I ever had was in W.A. Shout Out to Compton. That was it. So. Right. When I got that, then putting the microphone and just grabbing things, I don't know. It just came natural to me. That's why the whole hosting thing, it's like, I can do it. Mm. You know, it's nothing for me to do it. Yeah, I can do it.
And then what else the show you got?
Oh, yeah, I got my my late night show up with Bow, which is going to be crazy.
Mm. You know what I'm saying? You can't announce it.
Yeah, I'm going to announce it real soon. It's coming.
No problem.
We
ain't mad about that.
And for me, that whole thing was really like me wanting to get back to the culture that gave me life. Right. You know what I'm saying? I said, okay, I'm going to retire from the game now because I want to impact it in a different way. Right. I look up and I'm like, damn, we don't got no platform like that. Like, I love what Puff doing Revolt, but I still got a lot of homies and a lot of friends that say they never seen Revolt before.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's kind of like, damn, okay, well, if I can just make a platform, and me being the youngest to do it, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
and
well, it's come over to Revolt. We're bringing you over to Revolt.
I've been told Puff that, though. I've been told Puff that. As soon as I left BET, I told him that. ASAP. Okay. I said, we got to set that up.
You sent out a tweet, and you said you were tired.
Yeah, done.
From rap.
Yeah, done.
Yeah, your fans did not like that.
Yeah, you see Wayne tweeted his today?
Yeah, he tweeted his today.
Yeah,
with the shit. Yeah. And then,
I need to understand, why did you do that?
Yeah, for me, it's like, I want to let it be known. For me, it's kind of, you know, everywhere I go, it's always if I'm out eating, hey, man, when you going to drop that? Hey, man, when you going to... So it's like, you know, I'm just going to put it out there so the world just know. You know what I mean? Right. And like, I remember, like, the next day, on God, I picked up my daughter from school, and we went to go eat. I'm leaving, and, like, the little patrol officer or the little parking lot walk up, like, man, enjoy retirement. I've been getting, like, that shit. Like, I feel like I'm 68 years old, like, on some crazy shit, but...
But in rap, you are 68.
Nah, for sure. All day.
He's 10 years old, but he's 107. Exactly.
All day. So I just wanted to put it out there and just let it be known, like, and I'm not the type that... I'm not going to say I'm done and then I'm going back and I'm done. It's like, nah, I'm just done with that because I hustle so much between the hosting and the movies and the TV and the... I don't be having time to get... I don't got time. You know what I mean? And it's for me, when I look back at my career, I'm good. You know, I'm satisfied.
You said it earlier. You said it's like your first girl. It's your first love.
Yeah.
You know, as an artist, you know you miss... This rap, period.
Nah.
Like, I don't miss it neither. I'm keeping it 100. I'm just doing what the people want me to ask you.
Yeah.
You know you miss it a little bit.
I don't.
You don't miss it?
Nah. Because I look at the game now, and I look and I'm like, damn, man. Like, I'm seeing cats that are doing things that I was doing.
They're like,
that's all good. Nah, that's all good.
Yeah, I want to mumble and I want to say out there.
It'd be like, you know,
I
got a picture, for instance, this is what keeps me right. I got a picture in my crib, right? It's me on stage at Madison Square Garden. I sold out MSG 6 times.
Goddamn, we can't let you just say that. We got to make some noise for that.
Nobody.
Only time I ever performed in Madison Square Garden was with Daddy Yankee. So,
I look at that and I'm like, I don't give a fuck how many years pass?
Right.
No other rapper other than me.
They can't take those accolades.
Eminem.
Yeah.
Right.
And of course, again, Jay. That's right. It. Like, and right. You know, that's done it that amount of times. Like my pictures between Hulk Hogan and Jen, and I'm cool. In the garden. I don't even live in New York.
Hulk and Penny?
Exactly. Damn. So it's like I'm cool.
Yeah, you gotta retire.
So like I'm good. Like I don't got nothing to I'm
nah,
I'm
you
chilling,
definitely have
so
nothing to prove.
I'm retiring. Yeah. I ain't
I'm
got
good.
A picture nowhere.
Yeah, I'm good.
Niggas don't even fuck with me. I'm good. I'm glad CBS fucking me. That's
he
it.
Started his career before anybody starts careers.
Yeah,
before
my career
anybody.
Was damn halfway over and he's just getting popped. God damn
he's
it.
Like, just get out of here.
God damn it, noise for Bow Wow once again.
And the fact that he's still sane. Means a lot.
No, he's saying like a motherfucker. So how is that though? You're a child prodigy. Is that
prodigy? Yeah.
Prodigy.
Yeah.
I've been in France.
Tomato,
a
tomato.
Lot. Is it prodigy?
Whatever
you're
you want.
You're a child prodigy. You do it. You do everything. And how the fuck do you keep your sanity? Like why are you not retarded right now?
Because you know the trolls.
You're supposed to be fucking.
You're
supposed to
have
a retargeting.
Yeah, nah. I just surround myself around good people. You know, like I said, you got Jermaine, you got Snoop. I mean, these are guys who, you know, I talk to on a daily basis. No bullshit. Then outside of them, my homies, my inner core, my inner circle. We, you know, it's just little stuff we do. Whether it's you know, like for instance, how I free my mind, I play NBA 2K. No lie, that's how I escape. That's how I get
ain't
away.
Good in that shit.
I'm a video game.
My kids start kicking my ass. That's quick.
Yeah, nah, I'm a video game. That's what we like
that.
To do. That's how we ride.
I ain't with
my you know what I'm saying? So.
And I heard you was on a yacht today. So
yeah.
He was on a yacht.
We brought the yacht out today. We had some beautiful things. Some join us on there. Yeah.
I'm gonna be honest. Bow, I followed your career from the beginning.
Right.
The only time I see you insincere is when you talk about cash money. You always politically correct. Like I'm an artist too, so you can't really get over me.
Right on.
Just give us the straight up story of how you felt because I'm gonna be honest. I always followed your career because I've always been a fan of a young homie getting it and not caring.
Right.
So I watched your interviews and the only time I could ever see you insincere is when you speak about cash money because I feel like you're just being politically correct. Am I right or
nah,
am I
nah? It's
am I wrong?
Nah, it's real. Like for me, you know, a lot of the things that you know, you see, whether it's in the past, the history with cash money, the lawsuits and all that type of shit. With me, I always said I can only speak on what I went through in the label.
So let's
me
speak
being
on that.
I never witnessed me. I never not got paid. I never not stunted. Whether it was on tour, me and Brown stunted, took care of the bus. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to keep it a buck. Like, I never had any issues. So for me, my situation always been green with stunting. I'm good. Mm-hmm. I don't have nothing bad now.
But you still laugh. So it had to be
Yeah. For me, like I said, it was me just growing out of the whole rapping shit. When I signed, immediately I did lottery ticket. Mm. Right? After that, then I did Madea's Big Happy Family.
Who was in lottery tickets? You're loving him.
Me,
now.
Cube, Tierra Marie.
Yes, Big Hop.
So I started doing movies and then the 106 came and I was like, damn, like 6 years I've been doing TV and film.
But
and
you
I'm
had
like,
the music ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
No bullshit. So I'm like, man, maybe this guy just sending me a sign right now. And, you know, Stunt always told me, man, whatever you feel is what you want to do, then do it. We hollered, we chopped it up. I hit him, I told him. I'm like, look, man, you know, I really don't want to do this. I'm not really into it all the way
But let's just keep it a buck. Did you feel like your music is ready? Because I remember you doing the internet, and you saying, I'm dropping it this day or whatever you said.
Yeah.
And you felt like they ain't had your back?
Nah, I had the music. Ready for sure. As soon as I got over there, I hit the ground running. Like that was the first thing we did was started to record. But I had like, I'd say maybe like 9 records in the can, pretty much. And so for me, like I said, I really can't complain because we did. Like I said, we shot videos, we had the singles. I feel like it wasn't the right records. That's towards the end. That's when I started to move Jermaine back in the picture. Me and Jermaine always been tight. This wasn't even like a split up with us, but I wanted to put it together. Like, look, Stunner, we kind of run out of time, my G. Like, I think it's time to dip in that bag and go get the homie, let him come in here and put the ice on this thing and give me the music that I really, really need because the records I'm putting out, you feel me? It ain't what my fans are really used to, so.
Now let me ask you this. Because it seemed like Busta was the first one to leave.
Yeah, Busta left.
And then you was the second one.
Yeah.
So, I know Busta. Mm-hmm. I won't reveal why he left or anything like that. Yeah. That's on him to say it.
Yeah, for sure. But we chopped it up about it. Me and Busta, we chopped it up about it for sure. For right. me, it was just like I said, it was me being there and then like, okay, in my heart, I really honestly wanted to do other shit. Mm-hmm. I really
and
did.
You felt you like you was contractually couldn't?
Oh, no, not at all. Like, it wasn't no situation like that at all.
Rock
like,
Wallace here, like, by the way. But big up Rock Wallace, God damn it.
Yeah, Stunner, like I said, Stunner always been 1,000 with me. Like, right. And to this day, I always remember him saying, look, man, whatever you want to do, whatever it is you want to rock with, I'm here for you. Like, but whatever
you,
it is.
You understand how crazy it seems, though, is like the last place you were signed to, please, you got to be quiet. The last place you were signed to mm-hmm. was Cash Money.
Yeah.
And then you were tired.
Yeah.
And then all these allegations are bubbling. Wayne mm-hmm. is saying every night, wherever he goes, fuck Cash Money.
Yeah,
you know
crazy.
What I'm saying? And then, you know, Busta, you got allegations of Busta leaving. Yeah. And the last label you was technically signed to is Cash Money. And you saying you retiring, and last night Wayne says, I'm retiring. What kind of connection you think that is?
Shit, really... I can't really speak on why Wayne do. I can see the shit that he's going through.
Right.
You know, the legal situation and whatnot. But for me, like I said, this is a feeling I felt. If you remember,
right.
when I was 16, I was ready to quit after my third album.
That's true.
So I was already falling out of love with it. Once I started doing movies and seeing what that was like.
Right.
And I didn't have to go through the bullshit and politics of the rap business. I was like, oh, man, and I'm making more, and I don't got to wait. I could, what? I'm doing this. Right. So once I bit that bug, it was kind of like I started, like, man, I don't really, I'm not really feeling the rap shit no more like
but,
that.
But
so.
At no point you wanted to drop an album there or drop a single.
It would have been cool to do it, to say I did it.
Not for, and, it wasn't like, but, it didn't have to be business. It was just you to do it for the love.
Yeah, exactly.
Because why did you go to Cash Money in the first place? Like
I went because being with Sony for so long, 3-6 left, and it started to become like this, you know, R&B soul. It was all about, you know, Beyonce was there, of course, right. and then you had,
killing
them. You know, like John Legend, and, you know, it started to become something different.
Right.
And I had been with them from the jump, like from the beginning of my career.
So you wanted to do something different.
Yeah, I wanted to roll with some motherfuckers who I fuck with, like who I knew, and I wanted to try something different. So I was like, you know what? I'm gonna go fuck with the homie one time. He always been cool. Stunner was on my first single, Let's Get Down, off my third album, the one I did without Jermaine. He was on the first single on that, so I was like, why not? We always had, we always was cool from the time I was 16 to, you know, even
so
to now.
I get you being politically correct, and I respect that. So, but at one point, was you ever, like, disappointed, like, in the rollout of anything?
Nah.
No?
Okay. Nah. Because in my heart, I was like...
See, Stunner? That's real shit.
Yeah, because in my heart, I was... out. My mind was already...
He wasn't with it. He wasn't with it.
My mind was... You want to Tiger Bone? I'm asking the same question. No, that's okay. There's one more. Yo, Ross did too. Listen, who?
Ross a big nigga, though. Like, that's different.
That
I'm
nigga,
a little nigga. That shit
gonna knock
you out. Nigga,
your side.
He's on Ross.
We on my ass. See Ross, ladies.
Hey, yo, look.
Hey, yo, and by the way.
Hey,
let me blow something up right now, by the way. I heard Drake and Ross met in Prime 112.
Oh, wow.
To squash the beef between Meek Mill and Drake.
Shit.
I heard that. And listen, if that rumor is correct... That's what we need to happen.
That needs to happen.
Listen, Meek Mill, Drake, Ross, fuck beef.
That's big if that went
What's
down.
Beef?
Listen. So, I'm just saying, I got the word. I don't even think I'm supposed to blow it up, but it's okay.
Too late, buddy.
But it's okay. So, I heard Ross, Drake, they met with each other. Listen, Meek Mill, Drake, let's leave that shit the fuck alone. I love both of y'all. Both of y'all my peoples. You both got my phone number. Ross got my phone number, but let's leave that beef in the past. Lil Wayne, Birdman, let's make sure Wayne is happy.
Yep.
Look, this is what this is your Drink Chance podcast is about. We pro motherfucking artist, pro CEO, pro motherfucking DJ, pro hip hop culture.
For the culture.
That's where we at.
Right. Fuck all that extra shit. We ain't trying to gossip or TMZ this
so
shit.
So when I heard the rumor, and whoever told me the rumor, they told me not to say shit, and I apologize. But that was hard to me because you know why? This is not... no other music business has beef with each other. Never seen the Rolling Stones beefing with Teddy Pendergrass.
That seems even odd by itself,
though. It's only hip-hop. So let's do it. And it's black Latinos. We got to represent each other, man. We got to represent each other. And then, oh, you, Black Lives Matter. You wilded out on that time. Let me represent for Black Lives Matter. Just let me win this. Let me tell you why Black Lives Matter, right?
Well, he takes a hit of the blunt.
I took a hit of... Wow, that was fucked up? I was supposed to put the blunt down?
Hell no.
I'm not political.
It was funny.
Wow, that was fucked up?
No, man. Go ahead, okay, man.
Let me tell you, Bob. Wow, you raised at least 30. I can't even put a number on it. At least so many people who was raised by you. Right, I'm an older nigga, and I look up to you, and I'm an older nigga.
Right on.
I'm going to keep it 100. So when you say all lives matter, or when you say whatever, it takes away from everything that you built. And that's your legacy.
Yeah.
Just let me finish, because you my nigga. And this is not no shot or nothing. But you always got to say black lives do matter. Because you know why? Yes, all lives matter. But right now, black lives ain't mattering.
But you know what?
Let me finish. Let me finish. I know what you meant, but I got to represent
black
people.
I never said all lives matter, though.
No, you said some crazy shit, though.
No, I did say some crazy shit.
You said some crazy shit.
I ain't say no all lives matter, though. I ain't say that bullshit.
But you said
you're Indian. All lives matter, though. It goes without saying.
You said you're Indian.
Yeah.
You're Indian black. You black. That's black as fuck, too.
I know I'm black. I never said
I seen the picture of your father.
You say Indian black?
No, he said he's Indian. And they put on a picture of
my father's side. Yeah, they got
he's black as a motherfucker, too.
I'm black, too.
All right, so listen. I just want to tell you, I want to, like, if I'm your OG, I don't know if I am,
but you
a nigga that I look up to and you younger than me.
Right,
the
on.
Reason why we got to always say black lives matter is because our lives ain't seeming like it matter right now.
That's real talk. That's real
you
talk.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, I told you, I got nothing but love for you, but when I seen that, I said, damn, let me school up, because a lot of niggas would try to, you know, make it about publicity stuff. I don't want to do that with you.
Nah,
you my little brother. Even if you don't know that, because I've actually seen you grow up in my face.
Right on.
So maybe if you ain't know that point, this is the point that I want to make. We have to stick together. And you know what? You know, what's the nigga Cam Newton? We're very disappointed in you because that's not what we... Colin Kaepernick... Even though you suck right now, and that's my nigga, but he ain't doing good. Like, I wish you would have been doing that while you was hot. But you not hot no more, but he's taking a stand.
So that's the dude that didn't...
That's my nigga, though.
The
Colin Kaepernick. That's my nigga. Like, I'm keeping it 100, right? Like, did I lie? Like, did I lie? Anybody know football? He been cold for a little while. But...
What he did? He didn't do the Star Spangled Banner.
No, he just didn't stand up.
Right.
He just didn't stand up.
Right.
And listen, Drink Champs is not a political show at any way, shape, form, or fashion.
Like,
but Bow Wow, people look up to you too much. So that's the only. You know. You have to do that because we can't be political with this step. Every day we turn on the news and it's a guy getting killed, whether he's black, Puerto Rican. We gotta start standing for this shit. So Colin Kaepernick, did I say it right?
Yeah.
All right. Nigga, I stand behind you.
Uh-huh.
Nobody asked me to sing a national anthem at all, which is kind of disrespectful. I've been wanting to sing a national anthem. But
the what?
The national anthem.
But
so Bow Wow,
Woo. Listen,
all the black people that was mad at Bow Wow, we got him back. He is back with the black politicy. He understands that Indian is black.
He's the new Black Panthers.
Yo, I had to say that. I'm sorry.
Nah,
I apologize if you know what I'm saying, Cap.
Cap
is fucked up. Take another shot, Tiger Ball. Come on, let's do it. Let's take another shot.
You said you wanted to get lit.
It don't matter. I'll take one.
All right, let's go.
That shit is nasty as
hell.
You know a shot is better after the second shot.
Okay.
It gets better. Come on, EFK. Mr. Lee, you don't want one?
No, I'll take one. All
right, take one.
That shit. All
right, come on.
I'll take one.
Thank you for hearing me out, Bow.
Thank you
for hearing me out.
All day. You know that.
Because everybody tried to scrutinize you, and I ain't feel like that.
Yeah, nah.
I ain't feel like that. I feel
like
I want... All right, you going to take a piss again?
Yeah.
I be holding my pisses. All right, you want me to stop or you keep going? Nah, you feel like you're a tough nigga. Hey, I'm going to keep it real.
A little more? Yo, you about to walk into the spot and be stumbling all over the place.
Yeah, all right. Now, this is my rosé.
I violated your rosé? Fuck it. My bad, my nigga. I'm sorry. Get a fresh cup.
This is my chaser.
I got a Tiger Bone cup or is that EFN shit? Give me a Tiger Bone cup, because it's foul. Once you hit Tiger Bone, you can't mix it. So Bow Wow, man.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm so proud of you. Nah, I just want to continue that.
Yes, sir. You know.
I'm so proud of you. You knocked down mad, beautiful women.
Wow.
And you continue doing it. But I need to ask you one more time. How was it being around Penny?
That was... I mean, you know,
in your mind, did you ever say, yo?
Not one time.
Not why? You already knew where I was going with it?
Yeah.
You already knew where I was going with it? Yeah, not never? One time. That's you're a loyal nigga. Yeah. That's how I am.
It's only been one person who, like, right. kind of threw me off, like, me being around them. Like, Janet, that didn't do it. Mariah, like, none of that. Mariah. It was when I went to the White House. When I met Barack, that...
You wanted to bone Michelle?
Nah, hell no. Hell no.
Come on, Bow Wow.
Hell no.
You was trying to knock down Michelle. You gave Michelle your text message.
But look, I can tell you this, though. I was invited, right? And I went. And when Barack is in the office, number one, the food in the White House that night was crazy. I'm talking fried chicken, mac and cheese and shit like that. Now, I went down. Barack be setting it out in the White House. No lie. What?
Damn, I'm very jealous. I've never been invited.
Nah, that was
Barack
that was
followed
like,
me on Twitter. He hit me on the DM and all that. I'm lying. He never hit me on the DM.
You got to get him on the show.
He still follow me on Twitter, though. Go ahead, continue.
Nah, that was like
he
the
had
only
mac
moment.
And cheese?
Man, he had mac and cheese, man.
And fried chicken?
Man, had the
you talking about, I'm talking, listen, because it's a difference from fried chicken. It's like fried chicken is fried chicken. Did he have a fried chicken where somebody's aunt named Gina cooked it?
Hey, it might have been. It might have been.
Gina?
Mac and cheese at the White House?
It might have been
fried
Aunt Donna?
Chicken.
Aunt Donna cooked it?
She probably, yeah. I got an aunt named Donna.
I got an aunt named Donna.
For real?
Yeah.
No, yeah.
And an Aunt Lisa.
I don't got an Aunt Lisa. I got
Aunt Lisa
Donna
got
for
packing.
Sure.
She got pistols. She different. All right, we taking the shot, Tiger Bone? You back, EFN? I can't tell if this is your cup or my cup.
Oh, shit.
Don't violate. It's very healthy. You didn't know that? It's no carbs. It's no carbs. That's in this motherfucker. That's your cup? All right, I didn't touch it. All right. There's no carbs. Look, we got Bow Wow fucked up. That's what's up. Look, Bow Wow, this Rick Ross did the same thing. 50 Cent did worse than y'all. He did worse.
He had with like two shots, huh?
No, he had four. No. Take out the glasses. That's very disrespectful, Bow Wow. Let's do your job.
This shit is nasty as fuck.
And then we're going to go into your relationship. We got a lot of relationships. We're going to go in. I'm just playing. You got to finish it, bro. Don't throw up. You can throw up. It's okay. Just throw up that way.
Go outside. Go outside. You have to throw up.
Yeah. Never. No, okay. All right, cool. I didn't finish my shit.
Finish it. What's wrong with you? If you got to throw up, go outside, too.
Last one.
Yeah, I bet.
I've been doing this though, so I'm straight.
Yo, if you're gonna yak, go outside.
Oh, me?
Oh my god.
it's not nice. It's not
nice. I don't
nice.
Remember my birthday right now.
this shit is extra fermented. I'm not gonna lie. This was extra.
Why carry that?
Yeah, that's crazy.
This is extra
what makes you carry that?
That's some different shit.
You gotta be retarded.
This guy, he wants to be an asshole right now.
Listen,
man.
Somebody hit me and said, don't disrespect retarded people. Let me tell you something.
No disrespect to retarded people, by the way.
I'm the retarded people capital.
You're the capital of the retarded people?
Yes. When you look up retarded, you should see me first. It should take away from handicapped people because that's not what I mean when I say retarded. I'm talking about me, because I'm absolutely retarded. Just me.
They making noise. I don't know. I wouldn't make noise for
just
that.
Me. I'm not talking about people with handicaps. Oh, my God. The shot just hit me again.
Oh, fuck. I just burped it.
Oh, my God. Oh, shit. Nah, did you taste shit. Royal Elite? That's Fat Joe shit.
Yeah, you should have some. Have a shot.
It is also horrible.
I'm supposed to drink it.
What are you saying, man?
You got to keep it real. Today we ain't editing this shit.
Hey,
today we ain't editing
this shit. I'm supposed to drink it just because it's Fat Joe shit?
Listen, I did.
And Joe the homie too,
I did, but it was a mistake. I'm going to keep it 100.
You can chase it with some Fiji water.
You know what? You know what?
Don't do it, Val.
No,
Val,
do
it.
I'll do it.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God.
I'm definitely not. Listen.
For the homie, I'll do it one time. I fuck with Joe. He don't got more sneakers than me, but I fuck with the homie. Hey, look, and I can look in the camera and really send a shot at Joe too. Cause look, that's the big homie. So I can just say this honestly. You know, you can't even fuck with me on the video game shit at all. Cause we was on tour and all that. Man, he can't fuck with me
on the video games.
But I'm gonna go ahead and you know one time. I gotta taste it. I gotta make sure
that shit from. Kazakhstan. That's where Borak from. I'm just telling you, be careful.
I'm just saying,
one time for the homie Joe.
One time for Joe.
Because I'm gonna need him. He's gonna have to come on my show.
You got a podcast? If you want to start a podcast, it felt like you just go off.
You know, it's not a secret conversation. The mics are on.
Sorry, I forgot. One time for him. Sorry. Continue, Bella. We got Dame Dash. It's horrible. It's a little horrible.
What are you saying, bro?
Leave it. Where you're elite, hot is very bad.
God damn.
You gotta chill it. Rock Wild is in the building, my motherfucker.
Hell yeah.
Yo. Bow Wow. I'm sorry. I did recommend not to do that, right, Cap? Cap, did I say that? I was like, no, because I drink Royal Elite
shit,
cold.
Like, feel it in your nose.
You need some cranberry with that. It's amazing with cranberry.
I drink Royal Elite cold.
We got video. All your faces are coming out of the video cameras.
Nah, he blocked me.
It's a lie.
Yeah, but it's okay. He's all right. So Bow Wow, you did TV.
Yeah.
A tiger bone.
No, I'm done. The tiger. But one of my favorite scenes was it? No, it's not lottery ticket. It's all about the Benjamins.
Oh, with Mike Epps when I walk up
with
to
Mike Epps. You know, I live down the block from there.
Oh shit!
I live right down the block from there. Damn. So you, when you came up, he's like, "That's why I ain't gonna tell you."
Yeah.
So like, what age was that? You remember?
Damn, man, I forgot all about
10
that.
10 years old.
Yeah, tiger bone, baby. That's okay. But
that was around like 14.
Close 14. Enough.
Yeah, I was like 14.
And they flew you out to Miami.
Yeah, flew me out to Miami. I couldn't do absolutely nothing. I just sat in the room and.
Because that's another one of my questions. Yo. You was a child star. What was your restrictions? Like,
Vegas was, I definitely couldn't do that.
You couldn't do Vegas?
I couldn't get into Vegas
because you were under 21.
Exactly. Okay. Atlanta, I really couldn't get into nothing, really, other than like some social death weekend shit that Jermaine would throw.
Right.
But other than that, I remember just sitting out in the car waiting for like all the strippers to come out.
Mm.
You know, Jermaine and Nelly and them, they're going there.
So you grew up fucking with strippers?
God, yeah, because, you know, Jermaine and, you know, my upbringing.
Mm.
That's all, you know.
Mm.
That's all you do in Atlanta. Strip clubs.
That's it, strip clubs.
That's all you do in the South.
So you were 14 in Players Club.
Yeah, we're waiting outside. And then, you know, from that, all it took was for me to get one.
But once you a star, like,
man,
then you
I would just start taking the girls out of the club and just having them dance in the house.
Easy.
Yeah. Mm. And then, like, when Jermaine and Elliot were going
there,
like, damn, so-and-so ain't working tonight. Yeah.
Charlie still do that right now.
Bowden took them all to the club tonight.
Charlie. Let's pick up Charlie.
But, you know, and it was cool for me because, you know, I guess that's why you don't never really hear, like, no crazy shit about me. I always kept my shit private. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So you would never really catch me at the strip club while then I'll bring it to me.
Mm.
You know, so it's never no, you know, and I have at least, like, 15 girls.
All right, dancing. Now I'm starting to get love and hip-hop on you. I'm sorry to get love and hip hop on you, but was there any girl that ever hurt you? Like,
nah,
because
never, nah,
no girl never hurt you.
Probably. I mean, what was I would probably say in a way, probably like C, because you know with Sierra that was like the first real like
your
you know
first
your first love kind
thing?
Of thing. Yeah. And we was inseparable when we was with each other. That was like my best friend, so that was probably like the
Do
only.
Do you watch
one.
Seattle games?
Yeah, yeah, it's all love. It's
I
all
wouldn't
good.
Watch. I'm a petty nigga.
Nah.
Sometimes I just look at my exes just to make sure they hurt.
I ain't tripping, man.
I just make sure you hurt.
Nah,
right, cool. I made the right choice.
I don't even be tripping.
My wife is the best.
Man, there's so many women out here.
Sorry. I look at certain of my exes. The bitch is not good.
Nah, all right, cool. I don't be tripping.
You're fucked up. You ain't like that? You ain't petty?
Nah, I don't be tripping. Right,
because I got the best wife
my
in the world.
My heart cold.
And it's our anniversary. Can you make some noise for our anniversary?
Yeah, for sure.
All right. Yeah. 10 years together, 5 years married, and we are celebrating today. And Bow Wow, you came for our celebration. Bow Wow came for our celebration.
What?
And I'm so fucked up. I just want to take one more shot. You, the Kev, look, Kev. Kev, you out of it.
We about to go to the club.
Just say Kev. Just say you quit. Kev, just say you quit. Just say.
Listen, I'm not. You on the beach, man.
Just wait. Just say you quit. Wait till we get to the club, because you know they're going to be waiting.
Just say you quit, Kev.
Listen, we got a lot going on.
Yeah, yeah, y'all rich niggas. Y'all rich niggas. Listen, so we're going to end it right here. Bow Wow. Listen.
Love, bro. I appreciate it, man. Oh, yeah.
I can't thank you because, you know, and also who I want to big up. Oh, I'm playing myself right now. I should have called him. Also, I want to big up me and Vince Staples. We had an argument. We was just in the middle of arguing, like on Twitter, on some dumb shit.
Right,
and that's
there.
My nigga. Like, that's my nigga. But and he said, Bow Wow. Yeah, he said, Bow Wow's my favorite rapper. And I'm arguing with him on some hip hop shit.
I remember this.
And then when I said, oh, okay, Bow Wow's your favorite rapper. But I didn't mean it like, I meant it like, damn, you young.
Yeah.
And people misconstrued that.
I think he would understand that.
No, I think you did. Me and him followed each other forever. So, but I wanted to say that. And Vince Staples, he was supposed to call in, but remember, you reneged on me like 2-3 times. But you my nigga. You get money. Let's get money, baby. I renege on niggas all the time, so I understood.
Five.
You know what I'm saying? I understand. Like, damn, did I just admit that? I didn't say that. Let's edit that.
Sounds
no,
I'm not editing that.
But. Yeah. Vince Staples, I really wanted him to call in because as soon as I told him, I hit him on the text, and he was like, what? I'll call him. You know, because me and him made a perfect relationship from our little despicables.
Right.
I forgot. Is that a word? It's okay. Don't worry about it.
We make up
words. And Bow Wow, let me tell you something. There's so many people that look up to you. There's so many people that watch you. There's so many people that want to keep continuing following you. I just want to keep continuing supporting you. I just want to keep saying that, you know what? This man has been a star since 7-5. I was going to say 8, but you told me 5.
Yeah, 5.
This man has been a star since 5 years old. We are the people that's got to support the people. And us at Drink Champs, we're going to support everything you fucking do. I don't give a fuck if you send it to us or not. We're going to rip it off your fucking Instagram. Word. And we're going to post that shit. Word. And we're going to do it because you know why? We are very proud of what you're doing.
Appreciate
and we're going to continue to support what the fuck you're doing.
It,
and Drink Champs, that's right, Champo. I like that.
Word.
And notice, we didn't ask you certain questions because we don't need it.
It's all love.
You know what I mean? One love. Raul, we still love you, baby.
Getting to these bras, man.
What up, Drink Champs Army? We want to thank y'all for supporting us. We really appreciate it. We want to make sure y'all find us wherever you need to find us. So log on to drinkchamps.com where you can find the new audio podcast, the videos, and all the merch like the Drink Champs t-shirts and the party pack. That's drinkchamps.com. Also, download the free app on the App Store and make sure you follow us at Drink Champs on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Also, follow Nori at The Real Noriega on Instagram, at Noriega on Twitter, and New Year Nori on Snapchat. You can follow me at DJEFN on Twitter, at Who's Crazy on Instagram, and Who's Crazy on Snapchat. Make sure you follow the team, at Rich Blanco, he does the video, at Hazardous Sounds, our engineer, at Drain, our photographer, at Akaz916, our graphics, and shout out to our Drink Champs listener who created the app, at FX, that's EFEXX. Shout out to the whole video team that helps out, Kev, Art, Tony, Garcia, we appreciate you, and make sure you download our music, stream it, get it wherever you can. You got the new Petty song, For the Win, and Moguls. And you can't forget Drunk Uncle. All of that's on iTunes now. And my album, Another Time, is on iTunes and in stores now. So make sure you support us. We supporting you. Drink Champs Army. Let's go.